Good evening.
Good evening. We want to we'll talk tonight about the birth that brought light into the world. Isaiah 9:2. The Bible says, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Luke chapter 2 and verse 9 through 11, it says, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And in John chapter 1 and verse 4 and 5, the Bible says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." We're going to sing, have a special right now of Miss Krista's going to come at this time. And we want to sing about that which was long expected in the Old Testament.
People free from our fears.
got your handout with you of our candlelight service. We have in there some songs we're going to sing together tonight. We're going to start with Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
To O Come All Ye Faithful.
Bethlehem.
at least get it right on the chorus. Amen. You know, we want to come and adore Him. Aren't you glad we're not coming to adore us? Amen. Let's try that third.
Oh, sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, oh, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Oh, yea, Lord, we greet Thee, born this happy morning, Jesus to Thee be
imagine on that dimly lit night when the shepherds showed up there and the angels were hearkening and bringing their attention and bringing them there, and they were coming to adore Him. What a time. You know, and I imagine if the shepherds would have joined in with the heavenly host, it has sounded kind of like me, right? Messing up. And so as it is pertinent for me to do, I did make a mistake on this next song, but you will know the ending. There's the very last line is, "Hark, the herald angels sing glory to the newborn King." It's not on there, but you know that's part of it. And y'all know the words and the notes to it. So when we get to that very last line, it's not on there. It's on the next page. It's not on the next page. Okay, so it is, that's when we will just sing what is already in our heart. All right, from the beginning.
Hark, the herald angels sing glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful, all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the sky. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Christ by highest heaven adore, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time behold Him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased that man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing glory to the newborn King. Hail the handborn Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. righteousness, light and light to all he brings, risen with healing in his wing. The mild he lays, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Come, desire of nations, come, fixed in us thy humble home. Thy woman's conquering seed, bruised in us the serpent's head. Adam's likeness now in face, set thine image in its place. Second Adam from above, reinstate us in thy love. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Amen. Let's sing our fourth song here. Came upon a midnight clear.
Came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old. From angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from hands of nations King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains, they bend on hovering wings. Never o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. And beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now for glad and golden now, come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hasting on by prophets bought foretold. When with the ever-circling years comes round the age of gold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing.
Amen. Beautiful singing tonight. I sure do appreciate the singing. I want you to get the wonderful opportunity to see my face for a minute. Amen. All right, good. I'm going to switch because there's a chance I might move around. Amen. I want to just, as I mentioned, our theme a little bit tonight is the birth that brought light into the world. I want to just, I want to talk about that a little bit tonight. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2, really what it talks about, really which is point number one, is this. The world was already dark. Right? The world was already dark. Isaiah 9:2 says, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Listen, the birth of Jesus Christ did not come into the world because the world had got to a really good place of improving. Right? It wasn't that the world had gotten good enough for the Savior to come. No. No, sir. No, ma'am. No, it wasn't that it got there. The light came into the world because the world was lost in darkness. The world was lost in darkness. And can I tell you tonight, folks, that the darkness is real. It's real. It's spiritual darkness. It's a moral darkness. And it's an eternal darkness. And you know the thing is about that? No amount of human effort can remove that darkness. There's nothing that we can do, nothing that we can add to get rid of that darkness. And so that's why God had to act, right? That's why God acted and He sent His Son to this earth. Listen, the second thing is this. The light entered darkness at that little town of Bethlehem. John chapter 1 and verse 4 and 5, it says this, "In Him was life. And the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness." Now listen, the light did not wait for the darkness to cease. Listen, okay, what I'm saying is the light didn't wait for there not to be any more darkness before it came, right? Listen, Jesus Christ entered into this world in the midst of its darkness, right? In the very midst of a dark place is when Jesus came in. He did not, I said this already in the first point, but I want to reiterate it. He didn't wait for our world to get better and better. Folks, can I tell you, we're primarily church folks here tonight. I just want to say we can't wait for the world to get good enough for us to shine light to them. I wish I was talking to my wife today. I shouldn't even say this out loud. I should say it quietly. But we do say it out loud. So I can almost get a sense of what Jeremiah suffered with. Is when you talk about the but I at least can understand where, maybe not at all. But the concept is we are in a world that is so dark. It's frustrating. The things that pass off as Christianity today. And it's not, I don't think it's disgusting. I think it's sad. It doesn't make me angry. It actually discourages me. What I'm saying tonight is I'm thankful that Jesus Christ didn't wait for the darkness of this world to get less dark before He came. He entered into this world in the midst of its darkness, right in the very middle of it. At Bethlehem, God stepped into human history not with force, but with humility. As a babe in the manger, he entered in. And not with a sentence of judgment. That sentence was already given. But he came with the grace of God. The manger tells us something essential about God. It tells us that he came to us while we were still in darkness. And he came to us while we were still in our sin. The Lord doesn't wait for us to get good enough for us to receive him. You know how long you'd be waiting? Eternity. I'm so thankful tonight is what we realize. And what Bethlehem and what the manger tells us is that God did not wait for man. I mean, he found the lowest of people and really in a poverty life. When I say the lowest of people, I just mean economically. They didn't have, they weren't the highest of caste. They were the lowest of caste. And he came to them. And the lowest, I can't imagine a lower place than being born in a manger. A feed trough. Right? We would probably get the law called on us if we tried to put a newborn baby in a feed trough today. And yet, but the point to all that isn't that, you know, well, Jesus did it. We should do it too. You know, were you born in a barn? My mom would say, was you born in a barn? I wish I'd have known this as a kid. Well, Jesus was, you know. You know, that's when we'd leave the door open, and I say that to my kids. You know, you're born, you ain't Jesus, you know. He came to us while we were still in our sin. And that is what the birth of Christ means to us. It's that light has entered this world, and the purpose of that light is to reach to every single one of us. Not just every single one of us, but to everyone in the world. And but here's the thing, which really brings us to the third point. The light must be responded to. In John 1:5, again, it says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Light always demands a response. No one remains neutral when the light appears. You know, when you flip on the light, the cockroaches go running. You're like, not in my house. Well, thankfully, you know, if you spray, you get that. But I'm telling you, ever been in a place where you turn that light on and you heard something and you're like, you turn it on, you heard it, turn it back off because you didn't want to see it. You know what I'm saying? But everything responds to light. The cockroaches run, but the bugs come to it, don't they? Yeah. So everyone responds. No one's neutral when the light of Jesus Christ comes. Some reject it. Some reject the light. Some say, I don't want anything to do with that light. I don't want anything to do with Jesus, and they don't want to come. They don't want to come to a candlelight service. They don't want to come to a regular church service. They don't want to come to the gospel of Jesus Christ. They don't want to come to it. They reject it. Some ignore it. Just flat out ignore it. It's as if we are living in a world that pretends like Christmas isn't based off the birth of Jesus Christ. I always thought it was an interesting thing when I would hear of people celebrating, and still today, celebrate Christmas with a drunken festival. It's like, you know, it's just for them, it's just a celebration. Or others that would celebrate it really literally just as a family event, and yet the very purpose is, I think it is a good family time to get together, but it's really about, but some ignore it. Some just flat will ignore it. But I want to tell you tonight, some will receive it. And we're here tonight, aren't we? Many have received it. And that was true when Christ was born, and it's true tonight. Some reject it, some ignore it, but some receive that light. So, listen, the world was already dark. Christmas came because the world was lost. And the light entered the darkness at Bethlehem. It entered the world in the very midst of its darkness. But that light always demands a response. No one can remain neutral with that. I want to just give a bit of a challenge, an appeal, maybe, if I would say, if you're here tonight and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want you to understand this. The light of Christmas, of Jesus Christ, it's not automatic. It's not automatic. It's not like in a room like this, we turn on the light and it gets on everyone, or mainly on me tonight. Right? You know, the light of Jesus Christ, it's really a light that we have to choose to step into. Right? Jesus Christ was born. He lived without sin. He died for our sin and He rose again. It's the gospel. It's really the gospel. That's the message. He came. He was born. He lived it. He died for us. And He rose again, proving that He has eternal life and that we could too. Salvation isn't something that we earn. It's not inherited. It doesn't come from your family. It doesn't come from your nation, your nationality. It's received. It's a light that's received. It's a little different kind of light. When He says the light of the world, it's really kind of an illustration of what it is, but because it enlightens us, it opens up our hearts and our minds and our understanding. But it's really a light that we hold in our hand, if I would say it that way. It's a kind of light that we actually receive, which when I'm talking about, we don't just not just the Bible, but the truth of the Word of God. And so it's received, but it's not received by if we had real candles, and maybe someday we will when I have enough trust in myself to get wax all over. Maybe next year we'll do a candlelight outside. So we don't. But you know, the way you pass light is you from one candle to the next, or from, you know, a firebrand or a lighter. You know, I use a lighter to light these candles, right? And so we have. So that light is kind of passed on, or it's received like that. But the light of Jesus Christ, the light of Christmas, if I would say, it is received by turning to Jesus Christ in faith and trusting in Him alone. It's really this. It really is. And I'm saying what most of us here know tonight. And you're like, well, we know this, Pastor. Why do you say this again? Well, I love to tell the story that to those that know it best. Amen. seem every time I tell it, more wonderfully sweet. Is that it? Okay, it didn't rhyme, but I missed a word in there. Yeah, I had it the other way. But it's, you know, but there's some that haven't quite got it yet. For me, when I got saved, when I trusted Jesus Christ, when I received the light of Jesus Christ, to the best of my knowledge, I received it the very first time I heard it. But you know, there's many people that have to hear it over and over again. And one night or one day, they're going to be right in the right place of their life that says, now I'm ready. I'm ready to receive the light. And so it's a turning. It's a turning from the life that I've been living. And I'm turning to say, God, I'm going to put my faith and trust in the light of the world, which is Jesus, through His truth. Not through my thinking of it, but I'm going to turn and put my trust in Him. Put my trust in Him isn't a prayer. It's not a prayer. It's not a prayer. Now, we do pray, and it's okay. It's a good thing. It's, you know, if you confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, right? Believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So there's some confession. For the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, you know, because of something that's happened. It's great to do that. But it's not just a prayer. It's really a decision to say, I'm going to go ahead and believe what he said. What he said. I'm going to quit rejecting. I'm going to quit ignoring. And I'm going to just trust him. And doesn't mean I'm going to be perfect at it. Man, I wish I could get half decent at getting the songs half right. But I just God's still working on me. I'm going to keep trying, right? And I wish I could say it's the kind of thing I get better at. But anyway, we're stuck with where we're at. But it's about faith and trust, turning to Jesus Christ. I want to say this to you tonight. If the Lord is speaking to your heart tonight, don't turn away from the light of the truth. I'm saying this isn't the kind of fire, this isn't the kind of light that's going to burn you. It's the kind of light that'll heal you. But believers, I want to say this to you: if the Lord's brought you, and you're if Jesus Christ has already brought this light to your life, then Christmas calls us to something else as well. Not merely to celebrate the light, amen, but to live in it. Just to live in it. So, the question Christmas leaves us with tonight is not whether the light has come, but what we'll do with the light. What are we going to do with it? I want to, Katie's going to play just a song of invitation. We're not going to have a come up front kind of invitation tonight. There's not enough light. I don't want anything. But we're going to deal with the Lord in your seat. I want you to just stay seated. And as the music begins to play, maybe if you just bow your heads and as you hear this and think about this song. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. So maybe God has spoken to your heart tonight. Maybe you're here tonight and you'd say, Pastor, I have to admit tonight, I've never received the light of Jesus Christ. Never really have. Never been saved. I'm still living in my sin, and I've realized tonight, and I understand that Jesus brought that light in the midst of my darkness. And tonight, I want to receive him. Are you like that tonight? If you raise your hand and say, you know, I'm like that tonight. I want to trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. Sing that second verse together with me. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. O'er us in sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Let's turn on that last page there tonight. I'd like us to sing. We're going to sing Joy to the World, and then we're going to have a special, and then I got one other surprise. Amen. Let's sing Joy to the World. If you're able, let's stand together.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. No more the sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, then makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love.
Amen. Thank you. Please be seated.
Every star we see, and all the songs we sing, of shepherds on a hillside of goodwill and peace. The lights on every tree, and all the gifts we bring, in every part of Christmas, we'll see our King. For He is the light that shines from the star. He is the shepherd watching over us all. And He is the peace that wise men still seek. A Savior born that we might live, He is the gift. Hope and joy and strength, He offers all our days. Pure and perfect blessings, all wrapped in His grace. And when the lights come down, the moments disappear, He who gives us everything will still be here. For He is a light that shines from the star. He is a shepherd watching over us all. And He is the peace that wise men still seek. A Savior born that we might live, He is the gift. A Savior born that we might live, He is the gift.
He's the gift. That's how we can have Christmas in our heart all year long. Amen? We've got a prize. You win. We have a gift. It's not Jesus, but it's not even close. But it is chocolate. And so I want you, these girls are going to go to the back. We want to keep you this long tonight, is we want you to go on your way out. We got a candy bar for you. Amen. How do you go wrong with that? And I think there's enough for. We got Kit Kat and Butterfinger. Who likes Kit Kat? Yeah. Who likes Butterfinger? Who likes both? Okay. Take one of each. Is that all right? Are you guys all right? That you boys all right with one of each? Yeah, okay. One of each. So take one of each and enjoy that. And listen, you say, Pastor, why do you give out two candy bars for Christmas? Because when I was a kid, they gave me two candy bars and I never forgot it.